You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media, SAWR. So there is no general rule determining the types of occurrences that can be classified as miracles. They vary according to the cultural metrics of beliefs and assumptions. The purpose of a miracle may be in the direct and immediate result of an event. For example, deliverance from imminent danger, thus the passage of the children of Israel through the Red Sea in the Hebrews Bible, in the Old Testament, the cure of illnesses and the provision of plenty to the needy. So that is that. And today we're going to be, since we're speaking about miracles, today we are focusing on answered prayers and miracles. Are these two the same thing? And we're joined once again by Pastor Basil Nyika, who's going to be helping us today. My pastor, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
I am good, Mpundi Swami. Are you okay?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you.
Amen, Pastor. I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for us before we start?
Oh, okay. Shall we pray? Our Father, our God, our friend in heaven above, we thank you because you love us so much. We thank you because you do so much for us. I will pray that we may be able to see you through the different miracles that you do in our lives. After the lesson that we're going to have the discourse of today, I will pray that miracles may become a norm even in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So I'm going to say we've already defined what miracles are and so forth and so on, right? So now on a daily basis we pray. Like every second they are praying, others every minute, others, you know, but our lives are full of prayer, so we are praying. So let's say now I'm praying to God and I'm like, God, I need you to heal me of this particular thing, ailment. Oh God, I need 2,000 rand and then boom, you know, next week and then I have that money. Is that a miracle or is that an answered prayer? How do we know that, in fact, this is actually a miracle, not an answered prayer?
I'm tempted to say miracles and prayer, or like an answered prayer, to me are one and the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
God can answer you in a miracle, the prayer that you requested. Maybe let's start by what a prayer is.
Uh-huh.
Maybe let me try to read Steps to Christ. Says, prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Then it goes on to say, prayer does not bring God to us, but it brings us up to him. So the other day when we were defining a miracle, we're saying a miracle is supposed to show us who God is. It's supposed to show of God's power. So with the prayer being something that draws us closer to God, miracles also do the same thing, whereby they are showing us God's power, and they are actually showing us the, how can I put it across? They are showing off God's power and his capability. So prayer is bringing us closer to God, and miracles, they are supposed to show us or bring us even closer to God. So a miracle can be an answered prayer. A prayer can also become a miracle when it's now answered. You look at the many miracles that were performed in the Bible. It's after the men of God would have evoked the word of God and say, God, we are soliciting your presence. May you please come and show yourself. And then God will come and then he will avail himself. God would make ways. You would, even when people were healed, they would then have a certain relationship. They'll get to have some knowledge of God, which is better than the one that they had. I hope it's clear.
Yes, it's clear. We're just going to poke it a little bit. So if we are saying then, Mpundi Swami, that, you're saying that we are tempted, you know, to say that a miracle is indeed an answered prayer, and an answered prayer is indeed a miracle, right? Can we now have... I know when we defined, we did say that a miracle sometimes is a command. Miracles happen through a command and so forth and so on, right? So can we have miracles even though we did not pray for them? Or subconsciously so, we are praying for them. We just don't know that we are praying for that particular thing. And then it gets fulfilled.
Let me come back to what you said earlier on. You said people are praying.
Yeah.
People are praying every minute. People are praying every hour. So in each and every time we find people are praying. And sometimes, what I believe, especially in the African context, is that the things that carry us as youth, the things that carry us even in our families, are not the things that we do by ourselves or the prayers that we utter by ourselves, but are the prayers that other people are uttering on our behalf.
Okay.
You find that as a person, or maybe it's a child that is at school, you look at Job. Job is like, God, my children, they were doing whatever it is that they were doing. Peradventure, where they were, they might have sinned against you. So here is the sacrifice that I'm making unto you. And then give praise on behalf of the children. So miracles, they happen. Sometimes you might not know that it was somebody who was interceding on our behalf. 1 Samuel 12:23 then says, far be it from me that I should sin against God by ceasing to pray for you. So many a times when you are living, there are other people who are praying for us. I find it even myself when I'm passing by the street, I can meet somebody by the road and my heart gets to bleed. And I'm like, God, may you please have mercy on this, your child. May you please meet them at their different point of need. Or maybe there's somebody that's begging in the street. I just utter a word of prayer. And you don't know what that prayer does. It might then work maybe in a few years, in a few days, or even in a matter of seconds. So I believe that miracles many a times are as a result of people having prayed to God. Whether it's us praying or somebody prays for us unknowingly, but many a times they happen as a result of God praying for us. People praying for us, right?
But what is it? There are certain miracles, ne? There are certain miracles that I wouldn't say that someone has prayed for. Like, would there be someone right now saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that Zanele and Pastor Nyika can receive like $10 million? Could there be someone who's praying for such? Or that's a personal prayer. You know, there are sometimes I feel like certain prayers, they're not offered by other people, but by myself.
Yes. So I know in that case, I get you. Maybe what we can say is miracles, they are manifold.
Mm-hmm.
And we can pray and then God answers us in a miraculous way. Mm-hmm. So maybe let's say answered prayers come in different ways. They can be in a miraculous way, or sometimes they can be just like, whereby you... But I like to believe they're all miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Even if somebody is to come and say, you know what, I just felt moved by the Spirit and let me give you this. It's still miraculous because it's beyond us. It's beyond us being able to convince them. To have somebody, you know, changing their mind or having their mind set up to say, I want to give Zaza this much.
Mm-hmm.
I like to believe there is a power working behind. And that power is the work of the hand of God. What we also need to understand is God uses people.
Mm.
You look at Assyria in Isaiah 10:5, it says, Assyria is the rod that I use in my hand to chastise even a faithless nation. So sometimes when certain things come at us, it's God who is working, and he's working through these different ways. He might work through nature, he might work through individuals, he might work in whatever way he sees fit, because he is God and he does what he wants. So sometimes maybe we might have been praying in our hearts, but let me say a miracle is God trying to communicate to us, God trying to prove himself to us. Maybe you have not been saying even that small silent prayer in your heart to say, Lord, I want this. But God knows you and he knows what you need, and he can give you miraculously. Oh, but I like to believe all answers are miracles.
Oh.
Because that's God intervening. Yes. I can't see it in any other way.
And you know, Punis, you said something interesting there in terms of, you know, that miracles are actually in fact answered prayers. And I think, you know, in terms of other people praying for us, as you were saying that, it came to my mind that, you know what, there are certain things that we see or that happen in our lives that are miracles, that are blessings, and we're like, how? We don't even know how this came to be, forgetting that there are people that are praying for us. You know, we have some certain prayer requests that are subconsciously, you know, when you're praying for something, but you're not sure that you're praying for it. You're just praying for it there in your mind. And you're like, how did God know, you know, that I needed his intervention right now at this point? Can't you know someone else is actually interceding for us, or even ourselves. We are thinking about that thing so hard that God, in fact, is like, Yazin, let me help this child.
Yes, he loves us that much. He loves us. I think that's the ultimate lesson we need to take up from everything. But God does love us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might be difficult to understand, and all the things that he does them out of love. In Jeremiah 29, he says, I know the plans that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which means before he even put us on this earth, he had something that he had set aside to say, you know what, When Zaza is going to come on this year earth, this is the wonderful thing that I've set aside for them. And I want them to have this life. I want them to enjoy this and that.
Mm.
And then we come into the world and God has already these wonderful plans that he has for us. But unfortunately, we then stray from his path. And then he has to work miracles to bring us even back to the fold, to bring us back to the path that he had initially set for us.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Let me ask this one. My producer was asking this one. So does a miracle be an answered, be an answer taken away from the mystery of miracles? But I think we've touched on that. But so does it, if we relegate, let me rephrase it myself. If we relegate miracles into answered prayers, does it take away the mystery when it comes to miracles? Because miracles are mysterious, you know. Does it relegate that? Or we should just accept whatever that comes and say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we thank you for that.
Maybe let me say, when you look at the steps to Christ, it's talking about how we ought to have a relationship with God, how he is supposed to be our friend at the end of the day, how we are supposed to communicate with him, just like I communicate with you as my friend, to say, you know what, I'm going through this and that. That's how prayer is and the relationship that you ought to have with God. I was looking at the people that performed the miracles in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They were mere mortal beings like us who would get hungry, who would get sick, who would even have family problems, marital problems, or whatever it is that they'll face, that we as human beings of this generation also face. But there's something about them that is different from us, whereby some would pray and say, God, can you please dial back the sun? Dial it back, and God listens. Somebody will say, God, can you just send fire from heaven? And sometimes you can even try to light a match and it doesn't, you know? But here's somebody who is talking to God and praying to God, and God listens just like that in an instant. And I believe it's as a result. I believe as Christians, miracles need to become a part of our daily lives. Because the spirit of prophecy also says that God is waiting for those prayers that seem impossible so that he can show off his might, he can show off his power. And when he has done that, we're supposed to come back and say, see God, see God. And then in Deuteronomy says, when you have done all these things, you have acquired your wealth, you have eaten and your belly is full, don't forget to thank and praise your God, because he's the one who gave you the power and who blessed you with all the things that you do. So coming to miracles, the one where you're saying, I believe miracles for us Christians should be like breathing, whereby we get to have this certain relationship with God, whereby we are confident that if we ask anything of him, he is able to do it for us because of the relationship that we have with him.
Indeed. Mfundis, we're going to have to end it there. Any closing remarks to read the issue of answered prayers and miracles? In case someone has just tuned in, one thing that they can take away from this discussion, and then after that, can you please pray for us?
Okay. I think ultimately what we need to do is have a relationship with God. And the only way we can achieve this is by reading his word, understanding what he is capable of. Because for me, a miracle or praying to God is like a child who understands the capability that the father has. If the child, let's say, is in early childhood, they'll just say, Daddy, I need money for a trip. But now when you are maybe in grade 12 and upwards, you now say, you know what, my dad is able to provide for me money for fees and even pocket money. So I believe as Christians, when it comes to miracles and it comes to prayer, we need to get to a point where we become of age, where we grow up, we leave the milk, we come to the bones. And for us to be in the bones, we now need to have grown in faith, grown in the relationship, and even in our walk with God, such that miracles become a part of our lives. Right, shall we pray?
Yes, Mfundi.
To our Father and our God who is in heaven above, we praise and we glorify your name, having the bravado and confidence to call your name. We have seen you, we have tried you, we have tested you, and we have seen that you are able. Oh, Father God, while others are majoring in business studies, others are majoring in all sorts of different fields, we know that your major is in the impossible. how we pray, Father God, that may you continue doing the impossible in our lives and continue doing these wonderful miracles. And when you do them for us, may we see you and be able to praise and to glorify your name. We thank you, Lord God, because you've heard our humble prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray you, thanking you that you have heard us, but above all, answered us.
Amen and amen. Pastor, thank you so much. Till we chat again tomorrow about this miracle. I pray a miracle happens in your life today.
Thank you, I receive. Have a great time.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.